Hey everyone, welcome back. So today we're going to take a deep dive into something pretty important, strengthening marriages.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking at it specifically from the perspective of Christian counseling.
Okay.
We've got this great article. It's called Strengthening Your Marriage with Christian Counseling.
Okay.
I think whether you're, you know, already pretty familiar with a lot of these principles, or maybe you're just kind of starting to think about this stuff.
Right.
There's really something insightful here for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that I find particularly interesting is just how much the article emphasizes understanding your partner's perspective. Like that's really kind of the foundation of everything else. I mean, it's so easy to get stuck in our own heads, right?
Yeah.
Thinking about our own thoughts and feelings.
Absolutely.
But this article is really encouraging us to kind of go beyond that.
Okay. So yeah, let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah.
What does it actually look like to really understand your partner's perspective?
Right. Well, it's more than just, you know, kind of knowing what they like and dislike or what their preferences are.
Right.
It's about really grasping their feelings, their motivations, even their worldview. Like, how do they see the world?
Right.
And the article talks about how Christian counselors can be really helpful in this process because they can facilitate open and honest communication in a safe space.
Right, right.
You know, where couples can really feel comfortable.
Yeah, and it makes me think like,
you
know, hasn't there been a time when like you've been in a situation, maybe it's with your partner, it's with somebody else, and you were just like, I don't get this.
Yes, totally.
But once you finally understood where they were coming from, it just like everything clicked into place.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. It made such a difference.
And that leads us beautifully into, I think, the next crucial aspect the article highlights, and that's effective communication.
Right. Because you can, I mean, you can you can have a really good understanding of your partner, where they're coming from.
Yeah.
But if you can't actually communicate well with each other, you know, things can.
Yeah. It all falls apart.
Right. Things can fall apart pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And the article mentions, you know, some specific techniques, things like active listening, using I statements.
Yeah.
Now, those sound, I mean, on the surface, they sound pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
But, you know, how do those actually work in a Christian context?
That's a great question. So you see active listening in a Christian marriage.
Okay.
It's not just about hearing the words,
right?
It's about trying to discern the heart behind the words.
Okay.
It's about reflecting God's love.
Okay.
By truly seeking to understand your partner's needs and their emotions.
Right, right. So it's like a deeper...
Right.
It's like a deeper level.
It's a deeper level, yeah.
Right, and then the I statements.
Yes. So I statements are about owning your own feelings and expressing them without blaming your partner.
Right, right.
Which really aligns with, you know, the biblical principle of taking responsibility for your actions.
Right, so it's interesting because you're sort of taking these techniques and kind of fitting them into this bigger picture of faith.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. It's not just like, okay, here's a practical tip.
Right.
But it's like, okay, how do we actually apply, you know, biblical wisdom to the way we're communicating with each other?
Exactly.
And I'm curious from your experience.
Sure.
How effective have you actually seen these techniques to be?
Oh, I mean, incredibly effective. I mean, I've seen couples transform their communication patterns just by implementing these simple yet powerful strategies.
Right.
It's really amazing how intentionally shifting your communication style can lead to greater empathy and understanding.
Okay, now the article also touches on something that I think we tend to maybe overlook sometimes.
Okay.
And that's this idea of addressing underlying issues.
Right.
It's suggesting that sometimes the things that we're arguing about with our partner, they might just be symptoms of some kind of deeper unresolved problem.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a crucial point. You know, the article really highlights that these issues can range from, you know, past traumas to individual struggles that we bring into the relationship.
Right.
And a Christian counselor with their training and their faith-based perspective can really help couples uncover and address these root causes.
It's like, it's almost like if you just treat the symptoms.
Exactly. Right.
The problem might keep coming back. But if you can actually kind of find the source and deal with that, then you have a much better chance of actually healing.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is something that I think applies beyond marriage too, right?
100%.
I mean,
yeah.
You think about any relationship you have.
Right.
Right. Any, whether it's with a friend, a family member, a coworker.
Right.
If there are these unresolved issues that are just kind of.
They fester.
Right. They're festering there.
Yeah. And they create distance.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so acknowledging those and actually addressing those is so important.
Right.
If you want to actually have healthy.
Yes. To healthy, thriving connections.
Thriving connections.
Yeah.
And speaking of fostering connections, the article talks about the importance of incorporating faith into a marriage.
Right.
What does that actually look like?
Practically.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it can take many forms, right?
Okay.
It might involve praying together.
Okay.
Studying scripture as a couple.
Okay.
Maybe seeking guidance from a pastor or your church community.
Right.
And Christian counseling can really provide a framework
for
integrating faith into daily life.
Okay.
Which can help couples, you know, find strength and solace in their shared beliefs.
It's like, it's almost like having this common foundation that you can always come back to.
Absolutely.
Especially when things get rough.
Yeah, when things get tough.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder, like, how can faith be a source of support?
Right.
Not just in a marriage, but just in other challenging areas of life.
That's a great question to reflect on. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally, the article reminds us that seeking support and guidance is not a weakness.
It's a sign of strength.
It's a sign of strength.
Yes.
Which I think is so important because it can be really hard to admit.
Absolutely.
Especially with something as personal as your marriage.
Yeah.
Like, we need help.
Right. But the article really highlights how Christian counseling can be such a safe and non-judgmental space where couples can work through their difficulties with the support of a professional who shares their faith.
So it's like, you're not just, you know, going to anybody.
Exactly.
It's somebody who really understands, you know.
Understands that worldview, that perspective.
Yeah, that perspective.
And remember, seeking help is an act of courage.
Okay.
It's a testament to your commitment to your relationship.
Yeah, so we've talked about a lot of really powerful principles today.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got...
We covered a lot.
Understanding your partner's perspective.
Right.
Communicating effectively.
Yeah.
Addressing those underlying issues.
Right.
Incorporating faith.
Yes. Yeah.
And seeking support when you need it.
Right. It's a lot. Yeah.
And, you know, we've been focused specifically on marriage in this deep dive.
Right. Yeah.
But I think a lot of these principles.
I agree.
Are actually relevant to so many other relationships in our lives.
Absolutely.
Right. I say, how could you apply these to...
Right. How could you apply these to your relationship with a friend?
Right. Yeah. With
a family member?
With a family member, with a coworker.
Yeah. Even a coworker. That's right.
Right. Right.
That's something to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. It is something to think about.
Yeah.
So that's something for all of you to consider as you go about your day.
Yes. That's great.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.